The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment would allow patients to receive the drug through licensed dispensaries. It would be regulated by the state, with revenue divided between four departments. Sponsor David Couch says it would provide economic benefits and help the sick.
The overriding purpose of this is it provides medicine to people who desperately need it. If it doesn't do anything other than that, it's a total success.
Another proposal, the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act, would allow patients to obtain marijuana from a dispensary within 20 miles. Patients outside that radius would qualify for a hardship cultivation certificate from the State Department of Health to let them grow their own marijuana. Sponsor Melissa Foltz says it would also accommodate low-income and rural Arkansans.
We made a promise to every patient in the state. Not one single patient would be left out because of distance or price, and we made sure that we kept that promise.
Meanwhile, a third proposal, the Arkansas Cannabis Amendment, would legalize all forms of cannabis primarily to benefit Arkansas farmers. Robert Reed is backing that proposal.
The intent of the amendment is to end prohibition. Now, recreational is a part of it, but the money to Arkansas is the huge money on the industrial side, then the medical.
His proposal would allow the release of people who have been convicted on charges related to selling marijuana. Backers of all three proposals have until July 8th to gather the needed number of signatures to be placed on the November ballot. Laura Dunnigan, KUAR News.